Having grown up in Alaska, I am surrounded by reality TV skeptics. For years, I have heard the exact same phrases. Not everyone lives like that. We don't all live in the forest. But despite the criticism, Alaska's show still reigns supreme on network TV.
Alaska is a place of adventure, and some people really are drawn to that.
Aaron Kirkland is a freelance writer who works in the travel tourism industry who has appeared on Buying Alaska. She and her husband were filmed over the course of 3 days searching for a home they knew they weren't going to buy.
Being in PR and travel and tourism myself, you know, and I do radio and I do TV, I know how to project the goal that they wanted. And they wanted the goal that, you know, we were cast. And that's what I tell people. We were cast members of this program. And so as such, there is a certain level of acting that we are going to have to project. And so that's essentially what we were doing.
And acting is what many Alaskans tend to think of when reality TV comes to mind.
The vast Alaskan wilderness, a place where beauty is cloaked by danger.
This is the stereotypical language used by Alaska shows.
The Alaska bush people is the one that everyone seems to make the most fun of.
Deep in the Alaskan wilderness, there's a family that was born and raised wild.
Stoke, time to wake up. Another beautiful day in the bush.
I think Deadliest Catch had a little more street credibility in the beginning because, you know, everybody knew how tough it was out there.
This sounds different from what you think of with traditional journalism, but there are different types like the facts and figures news and the storytelling features type stories. So the questions are, why is Alaskan reality TV so popular? What gap do these shows fill? And where does traditional journalism come into play? First, reality TV.
It gives an opportunity to look into a world that is different than what most viewers see, whether that is a family with 10 kids or, a family who lives in remote Alaska. I think of it as a window into another world.
Amberly Muha works for a major network TV production company. She asks us not to disclose her employer, but she has worked on several reality programs, including many set in Alaska.
So typically when I develop a show, I develop it from the casting standpoint. So I find some talent that I really like, or I find a group of people that I think is really interesting, find good characters within that, and then develop a concept around that.
Muha seeks to entertain the public, using Alaska's most wild side to accomplish that.
There's this idea of Alaska as being sort of the last frontier. So we're looking for people who sort of embody that pioneering spirit. I think that that's probably the number one quality in most of the shows that we're looking for.
Musher Brent Sass, 2015 Yukon Quest champion, certainly does.
What does it take to conquer Alaska?
We gotta move, here we go.
8 explorers are putting their lives on the line.
No. Whoa.
In a relentless test of survival.
Sass lives 150 miles outside of Fairbanks. His nearest neighbor is 10 miles away. It only makes sense that producers would get a hold of him for Ultimate Survival Alaska.
All right, Brent Sass here, day 3. Wet. That's the theme of today. It was cold and wet this morning. We got out of camp a little later the day before, but had a really nice hike up over the summit, over the pass, I should say. It's going well, and looking forward to the adventures ahead.
This is a clip from one of the episodes. We talked to him over Facebook chat because he has no telephone service and his internet is too weak for Skype. He said that his real life is much more dangerous than anything they did on the show. When he is alone mushing, he is truly alone. No camera crew, no producers, just him and his dogs. That's why he tends to agree with Aaron Kirkland that reality TV and journalism are not even in the same universe. It's entertainment versus documentary. However,
we had the opportunity to just play it straight. We didn't have to engineer any drama or overly produce, you know, stories to fit, you know, our show because it was just built into the subject matter.
Thomas Oliver sees a gray area. He has worked as a producer on Coast Guard Alaska, which prides itself in being facts and not fiction.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. The true documentary style covering, you know, what was happening. There was no retakes.
Oliver takes a middle ground by saying that, yes, reality television is entertainment. But that doesn't mean it can't be truthful. It all depends on the viewer's taste.
So in our case, ours is real life in front of you in a documentary style, and that was a different market of audience than somebody who might be watching Alaska Bush People, who are more looking for a caricature, a character that they could laugh with and at as they're being entertained on their sofa.
So where does traditional journalism come into play? Despite their differences in artistic license, they both serve one important purpose, to tell stories. Just like people can decide to watch different shows, they make different choices every day about where to get their news, magazines, television, and radio. And in the end, whether reality television and journalism occupy totally different spaces or occasionally overlap, they both give the public a chance to experience someone else's story for a bit.
You know, there has to be a plot line, whether fictional or non-fictional. I mean, we all live in our own plot line, whatever that is. So it just depends on what happens in daily life.
Alaskans will always have their opinions on reality TV and journalism. But no matter how the story is told, we all can agree that life on the last frontier is pretty crazy. In Homer, I'm Audrey Russell.
Sometimes it's blood, sweat, and tears on Alaska's last frontier. But life is simple, life is good when you're living like you should. Hey, hey, sometimes it's struggle, strife, fathers, sons, brothers, wives. But we're making our way. Yes, we'll stay right here on Alaska's last frontier. Land. And Mom and Papa taught us you need to understand. Oh, the meek don't endure, nor the weak of the heart. This land will make you strong or break you apart.
It's the green and blue and the clean and white. The winds and wild wolves sing to us at night.
It's not the gold nor the oil that we hold dear. Born to be wild and free here on the last frontier. Sometimes it's blood, sweat, and tears on Alaska's last frontier. But life is simple, life is good when you're living like you should. Hey, hey, sometimes it's struggle, strife.
All the sons, the brothers, wives.
But we're making our way. We'll stay right here on Alaska's last years in the cold and the dark.
But youth will lead with truth and a spark.
We're the last of a breed of our past pioneers. And if you listen close, their voices you will hear. Sometimes it's blood, sweat, and tears on Alaska's last frontier. But life is simple, life is good when you're living like you should. Hey, hey, sometimes it's struggle, strife, fathers, sons, brothers, wives. But we're making our way, and yes, we'll stay.
Cause we're the daughters and the sons in the land of the midnight song.
Right here on Alaska's last frontier.